Welcome back. You're with the News at One. Now, there was a major controversy in the UK this week after nearly 40% of A-level grades awarded were lower than teachers' predictions. In Northern Ireland, more than a third of students were affected. South of the border, concern has been expressed about how Leaving Cert grades will be calculated and how they will be determined when the calculated grades will be determined when the results come out in September. The Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, has said that calculated grades should not be determined based on the past performance of schools. He spoke to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan a short time ago.
The Irish system is very similar to the UK system, and the results coming out of both Scotland and England have shown that when teachers' grades are sent through to the respective departments of education, there's a moderation which happens, which essentially is an algorithm that takes a look at the last 4 years of results from those schools. And it adjusts according to the algorithm to make sure that they're comparable with results from the last 4 years. What's actually happened then, when it comes out in the wash and the final results come out, they found that in Scotland there was over 120,000 results downgraded, and of those 120,000, more than twice as many children in deprived areas had their results downgraded in comparison to children in affluent areas. And that's really concerning from my point of view. That seemed to have happened again in England, and it suggests that we need to be careful here in Ireland over the next 4 weeks, that no child is deprived or disadvantaged just by virtue of their socioeconomic situation and the address of their school. The Department of Education have clearly set out that they want to make the system fair, equitable and comparable. And from my point of view, I think what England and Scotland are showing is that maybe comparing with the last couple of years may not be appropriate, because 2020 will be remembered as a year that's totally different to anything we've ever seen before. We really need to be careful of that, and I've written to the Minister in that regard. Again, I'm very much aware that there's a very strong independent oversight committee. Department are doing everything they possibly can, but I suppose I'm just forewarning that we've got about 4 weeks to ensure that this doesn't happen in Ireland.
That was the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, there. We're joined now by our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Emma, what about those concerns expressed by Niall Muldoon that disadvantaged students, students in deprived areas, that they could be discriminated against when calculated grades are put through the system? Are those concerns legitimate?
Well, yes, they are, really, Justin. I mean, the Department of Education is saying that this will not happen here. They're saying the results will be accurate, reliable and fair to all students. They point out that the statistical model that they will use to standardise all the results they get into schools, that it is not going to impose any predetermined score on any individual in any class or in any school. But they also do say the work is continuing to ensure that all students are treated fairly. But it is a very real concern. I've been speaking to teachers who are principals in DESH schools this morning. One principal I was in touch with clearly saying, look, if it has happened in the UK, then it could happen here. And we are concerned about this. And they would like more information from the department as to how our statistical modelling system differs from that used in Scotland or the UK, if indeed it does differ, because as Niall Muldoon pointed out, the concern would be that, for example, a high-achieving student in a school without a very strong academic tradition could be marked down simply because of the postcode of their school and not because of their own academic ability. Now, it's also important to say on the other side of all this, the English body that awarded the grades, Ofqual, it said the reason why students in schools that are disadvantaged had been more likely to be downgraded was because their teachers had been found to be more likely to overestimate their results. And it was the Minister for Schools actually said also yesterday evening that had this downgrading not taken place, that there would have been grade inflation of 12% this year.
There is a difference though, Emma, isn't there, between the UK and Ireland in how grades are calculated, isn't there?
Yes, the systems are very, very similar, especially at the end point where these statistical models come into play. But at the start starting point, there is one difference that is important. Teachers in the UK have a very long and a very robust tradition of predicting grades for their students. Every year when students fill out their CAO forms, or the equivalent of their CAO forms, those forms are accompanied by the predicted grade that their teacher reckons that they will get. And students are awarded provisional university places on the basis of that predicted grade by a teacher. So teachers in the UK are very used to predicting grades. They also have a much more robust system. Students in the UK are likely to do mock exams at least twice, if not three times, in their sixth form year. And all that information is fed into a very robust predicted grade system. We've nothing like that here. Teachers here, while they may, from their own experience, have a very, be able to predict quite well how they think a student will do, we have nothing like the system in the UK. So it is likely because of that that the estimated marks sent in by teachers, there'd be a lot of changes here before those estimated marks actually become grades.
All right, Emma O'Kelly, our education correspondent. Thanks for that.